Hey now, and welcome to the City Off Campus podcast with your two favorite hosts, Sammy Sommerfeld and Jack McFarland. Jack, we're doing something we haven't done in a while. We're chilling off campus. I'm in Naples, Florida. I'm home for a little bit. I'm assuming by the looks of the room, you're back in Chicago. How's Thanksgiving break treating you?
Well, so far, it's been pretty good. I mean, I'm not in Iowa City, so my body isn't being torn apart on a weekendly basis. I'm able to eat some home-cooked food, sleep in a very comfy bed, not be woken up by construction. Actually, it's ironic. There's some jagoff who bought some land next to my house, and they're starting to, like, construction to build a house. So, of course, like, that shit has to follow me.
Construction follows you back to Chicago.
It's amazing. Like, it actually is that I come home and they're like a giant fucking crane is swinging beams around. And I'm like, this can't happen, but it's all good. I mean, I've had Bears to watch. I've had Hawkeyes to watch. I've had ample sports. I've had ample downtime. Really no complaints so far. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving, but something about me, I'm not the biggest turkey fan. I think turkey's a little
dry.
That
guy?
Yeah, and I'm not gonna like drench it in gravy. Like, I like gravy on my turkey. I don't like it like soaked, and it's like, well, I'm just not a turkey guy. I'll eat it. I'm a trooper, total warrior, not a big deal, but like, turkey's just not my thing.
Interesting. Well, before we talk about food, because I think we should go into that for a minute, I got to touch on construction for a minute. So my parents have been renovating our house all semester, and I basically refused to look at any pictures, get any info on what it would look like, because my whole plan has been basically I want the HGTV experience. If you ever watched HGTV, they say what they want. They go in the middle of it. They see a little bit of progress, but not too much. Then you go in, you get the big reveal. So I go, and oh, dude, we've lived in this house for 15, 16 years. And me and my brother now have different colored rooms. And our walls are like this like grayish color. And we don't know how we feel about it. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, you have a blue room your whole life and then you go to gray and you're just like, this isn't my room anymore. So now, like, my problem is home isn't home. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I'm looking around my room right now and I have white ceilings with a beige wall around the like middle walls. So can't really relate to your gray out situation. What's your feeling in that house? Like, do you just feel like monotone, or like not monotone, like melancholy, just gray? Like,
yeah, like, so I will say the kitchen looks killer. We're not done with the kitchen yet, but I am like, okay, I can ride with this kitchen. I could eat some good meals in this kitchen,
right?
But I gotta admit, I wasn't that hyped after seeing everything. Yeah. So I'm really hoping that it's like HGTV where they had their complaints, you know, and they're kind of skeptical, and then they walk in for the big reveal and they are floored. I want that jaw-dropping moment. I'm waiting for it. And I still am holding out faith that it will happen.
You know,
is where we're at.
I'm holding out faith right now and ready for my jaw drop for this Hawkeye offense, because it's gotta fucking click eventually, you know? Like,
oh, whoa. So, speaking of Hawkeye football, with us being seniors, I, being a true Iowa student that I am, I committed the extra day in Iowa City to be there for game day.
Yep.
And let me tell you, I walk in, and we'll break down all this stuff in a minute, but I just got to talk about the experience for a minute. I walk in, you hear the ding of your student ticket being scanned, and it hits me like a ton of bricks. That is the last time a football student ticket to my name will ever be dinged.
How emotional were you on a scale from 1 to 10?
I was at an 8. I got to admit, I was close to dropping a few tears as I was going into my seats. But then what cheered me up was some of my freshman buddies got me third row, fourth row. So I was chilling. I'm like, okay, didn't have to wait the 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Got straight down to the bottom, pulled the full senior move. Loved it. So the game was great. Saw the Charlie Jones 100-yard return touchdown. Awesome to see. And, you know, I think with our offense, I got to admit, the only thing that I like about it right now is I like seeing Spencer Petras in the red hat. That's about as much as I like about our offense right now, because I'm just happy he's in a red hat.
Let me ask you this. Now, obviously, we've seen that Alex Padilla can give a play or two a game that we just haven't seen from Petras. But let's not – like, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves and say this offense has been that much better. And Spencer was a starter that got hurt. He lost his job because he was hurt. When he's fully healthy,
No, listen.
I don't care what your heart says. I need you to be logical with me here for one sec. If he gets this, like, window before the bowl game, let's say it's the Citrus Bowl, KF, I could see him being like, it's Spencer's team. Because Spencer ran out in front of the team against Illinois. You know, and he wasn't even playing. He was in front of the swarm. So
I know. I was just going to say that. So here's where Spencer's
going. I don't know, man.
He can lead without being on the field. That's what it says to me.
Yeah.
Because he can rally the troops. He can be a little coach on the sidelines for us. Chirp, 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 chirp. Motivate, motivate, motivate.
He's like Drew Bledsoe to Tom Brady.
I was literally about to make that comparison. And hey, if we need him to be in relief, we'll have him in relief. And then next year, Spencer will transfer to Oregon State, where he originally committed, and we'll have Deuce Hogan as our
starting quarterback. That's where he initially committed to?
Yeah, Oregon State.
Oh, man, I never knew that. If I had known that about him, I would have thought way less. That's not a place I'd like to hear that someone commits to like, want to take it to the next level. I couldn't – the only person I know that's gone to Oregon State and played football and is in the NFL are two players. They're on the Bears. Ryan Nall and Artavis Pierce, two running backs. So it's not great company for Petras. Do you want to go into the Illinois game yet, or do you have anything else to add from the pre, anything of the experience?
I mean, here we are. I'm sitting in the student section. I'm getting flashbacks.
You sound like you're on the fucking team.
All the games that I wrote out. Hey, I went to basically every game my college career. So I basically was on the team. So it's true. So freshman year, Wisconsin night game. Okay.
I went to that.
I ditch my friends in the 20th row and I go down to the fourth row. First time I got to be underneath the flag. Okay. Life-changing experience. When you're under that flag and you get to hit it, jump up and down when we score a TD, you see Noah Fant running the end zone. It is just electric. We lose that game, okay?
Yep.
Penn State froze my ass off. We lost that game. Heartbreak. This year, to get that Penn State win meant everything. I had flashbacks to that. Northwestern freezing my ass off. Flashbacks to that. See, the thing was, with me being from Florida,
did you die in the stadium? Like, it sounds like your life flashed before your eyes.
No, well, I was having flashbacks to Nate Fant. I was having Ivory Kelly Martin flashbacks. I was having another running back flashback, which I'm not going to name by name.
Why? Why?
Everything. He's not worth bringing up. But thank God we have Goodson. That's all I'm going to say. Thank God we have Goodson. But I was having all these memories. And the thing that was most distinct was freshman year. See, I didn't realize that this sounds so dumb and this could end up being a clip. But I didn't know that, like, if you have winter boots, they're, like, meant to be dirty, okay? I thought, like, being from Florida where we, like, take care of our sneakers, you know, the boots aren't supposed to get very dirty. So my first winter football game in Iowa, I didn't want to wear my boots because I didn't want to get these brand new sleek boots all messed up. So I wore sneakers to the game, okay? Wore sneakers and a light winter jacket. I didn't wear the heavy winter jacket. I wore the light winter jacket. And so here I am. I'm like, oh, it's not going to be that cold, okay? I buy one hot chocolate, two hot chocolates. I think I'm chilling. I'm like, you know, $24 down in hot chocolates already. It's not even the middle of the first
quarter. Yeah, they're not spiked hot chocolates. They're just normal hot chocolates. Yeah, carry on.
This is before alcohol could be in Kinnick. I start to lose feeling in my feet. And I'm sitting on the bleachers. And I'm like, why can I feel my toes? Then I really can't feel my feet. Then I start to shiver. Then I have to run to the concessions to get four more hot chocolates. And I basically got hypothermia going to the game for not wearing my boots. So that was my first welcome to Iowa moment. And I got to admit, I'm going to miss those days, you know, because now being a future alum at the next couple, you know, for every future game, I won't have those moments anymore. It was real depressing, you know. Kinnick, you figure a lot of shit out. And I have to say, it was only fitting. I thought this was like almost like poetic. My last game at Kinnick, Nate Stanley's at the game. You'll love to see it. And it was haunting because Nate was kind of a couple sections over. And I'm just like, we have Nate Stanley in the building. He's not playing football right now. Imagine what he would do to this Illinois defense. Imagine.
Not a whole lot behind that O-line. He would have
tore it up.
Or with that catching, yes. I mean, the other day. How many drops did they have? Like 10? I don't know. It was a lot.
But I got to say, all I'm going to say to wrap up before we dive into the football game is thank God for Kinnick being our college stadium. Imagine being in Bloomington, Indiana, where no one goes to the game. Imagine being at FAU in the middle of Boca Raton, Florida, where it's just old people at the games. Like, we got Kinnick, dude. We were blessed with the black and gold. Now, see, audience, Jack won't fully relate because he only went to a couple games because he is anti-going to the games. But everybody out there knows what I'm talking about, you know?
Yep. No, 100%.
And I wore all black, by the way. If anybody wants to know, I wore all black because it was a day of mourning. It was to support the Hawkeyes, but mourning of being a student at football games anymore. Now I got to sneak into the student section.
Yeah.
Just stroll in, you know? My reign over Kinnick has ended, and I'm very sad about it. But passed it on to a freshman. I officially passed it on.
Yeah, thank God. Well, your reign over Carver hasn't ended yet, but we're not touched on Carver this
episode. I just gotta say, hey, if you go to the games, look for me front row. I will be there starting Big Ten play. Front row. There are three seats in that front row, and you bet I'll be there.
You bet Sam will be there. See him on TV. Well, I watched the Illinois game from the comfort of my beautiful bedroom, the one I'm sitting in right now at this moment, if you're watching the video. And
see, when I was at Kinnick watching the game, it was 55 degree weather, just needed a hoodie.
It's fine.
It was perfect, nice and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
It was a game you shouldn't have missed.
Good game. No, I mean, it was a beautiful day to be out, you know, have the last tailgate of the year. Love seeing the Hawkeyes in 70% force. I mean, they did their thing. First quarter, it was like the team just didn't wake up this morning and they just forgot type of deal. Down 7-0, and then Torrey Taylor and the long snapper just didn't wake up. And it was Illinois on hour like 30 in the first quarter, up a touchdown. And I'm going to be honest, I was legitimately like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I could see this happening right now. I could see the worst possible scenario taking place. Luckily, it didn't. I was safe. I didn't have to jump off my roof. And the Hawkeyes got the job done, but they didn't look any better than we've seen all season. You know, like, truthfully, I don't know how much better this team can get. I think going into, like, next year, they're going to be way better. But for the time being this year, like, their most consistent offensive play is going to be a QB sneak with Spencer Petras. Other than that right now, I don't really know what else that offense is good at. And that's scary. And thank God going into this Nebraska game, it was just announced that Adrian Martinez, their quarterback's out. Thank God, you know, because that was their only chance beating them, beating Iowa rather, Nebraska. So it would be unbelievable if Iowa somehow loses in Nebraska against some backup who has like 12 snaps all time. I don't see it happening. Like it's Iowa's defense still. And by the way, Iowa's defense without Jack Kerner and Matt Hankins, not great. Wasn't fantastic. They got the job done. Wasn't fantastic. But, you know, a win's a win. You don't really ask how. They just ask how many. One away from 10. I don't really know if there's a lot to, like, say about the game other than, like, I think everybody's already looking forward to this week because Nebraska couldn't beat Wisconsin, and now it's down to Minnesota. And it's in Minnesota. And a question I have for you is – Big Ten championship, obviously, everyone in the Big Ten's looking forward to that. Like, which defense in the Big Ten West would honestly give Ohio State the best shot?
You mean, like, well, I won't even say Ohio State because I have Michigan winning that game.
I don't know. I have, like, a long, drawn-out thought that Harbaugh's going to lose and become the Bears coach. So I already have him losing this game.
And normally any other year I've Harbaugh losing it, but I'm trying to like be a more positive guy for once and be a little bit more charitable to a fan base that needs some help. So I'm going Michigan this game. I'm going Michigan. I'm saying Michigan's making the Big Ten championship. I just don't think I don't want to see Ohio State in it this year. They have CJ Stroud. Like, he's going to be in it next year. Like, let him have the glory next year as a sophomore. I don't need the freshman. So I don't want to deal with that. So I want Michigan, and Iowa would kill Michigan. Iowa would destroy Michigan. So that's what I have. That's my easy answer for you. I'm not breaking down Wisco. Screw them. They're going to lose to Minnesota. There's a guy, a linebacker on there, who I think is going to have 9 tackles, 2 sacks, just absolutely destroy them. So that's my take on that game. And we're going to lock it down. That's my bet. I got to be positive this week. Look, we have a short week. We play on Friday.
Yeah.
We're gonna beat Nebraska. Caleb Shudek's going to blow a kiss to Nebraska. Maybe 1, maybe 2, maybe 3. I don't really know. But that's my take.
Hey, and going back to what you just said, Caleb Shudek, without him, Iowa doesn't win. Like, seriously, that guy was nails. And it was kind of like a bad sequence when he missed that, like, 57-yarder?
Yeah, it was a 57-yarder.
It wasn't all the way clean. He didn't get a great kick on it. And still, that's a fucking monster kick. And he was nailed, like, what, 4 others?
Yeah, he's 4 for 5.
Yeah, and Iowa won by, what, 10, 11? So Caleb Shudek is the difference between Iowa winning and losing, like, legitimately. So that guy has been absolutely nails. It was a shame that the Lou Groza Award finals just came out and he wasn't on it.
Robbed.
I think Iowa kickers always get shafted just because they're not some big physical specimens. Like I was. I mean, this is going off track, but I was upset when Keith Duncan lost to Rodrigo Blankenship. Rodrigo's in the NFL. Keith isn't. Keith is like one of the best college kickers ever.
And now, like, it's like looking back on it, it's like,
man, it just sucks. And Shudek's again, like, one of those. We've interviewed him, and he's done his time. Like, this guy has put in the work, and like,
he wrote it out for 5 years.
Competed against an All-American dude, so he's. He deserves all of this. I'm glad, you know, a game like that actually happened because he was the difference between winning and losing. But, yeah, you know, I don't really know how Minnesota's going to fare against Wisconsin. I mean, we got fucking pummeled by Wisconsin. And granted,
I'm praying that it's going to be a Minnesota winter game.
I'm glad it's at home for Minnesota because every other thing, like if it was at Wisconsin, good night, Irene. Like there's no chance. And that was part of the reason why Iowa really didn't have much of a shot. And I think that's why Minnesota definitely will. Home field plays a ton in college football. It's a rivalry game, rivalry week. So who knows? You know, crazier things have happened in football. I think Iowa definitely has the best chance against Michigan. But I think I think Iowa has the best chance of any of like the teams in the West to beat Ohio State. And I still think, I still think like Vegas would make the spread Ohio State minus 23.
Fine. Make the spread that way. We'll still win.
No, I know, but I just, nobody, I mean, it was the same way when Iowa played Ohio State in Kinnick. Nobody thought Iowa was going to win, and they won by 3 scores. So, again, crazy things that happen in football. Nobody thought they were going to win that game. Nobody thinks they would win the Big Ten championship. But it's kind of like, I don't know, I'm like bouncing my legs. It's like kind of nerve-wracking to think that Iowa legitimately has a shot to make the Big Ten championship if they win and Minnesota wins. You know, like that's
– Here's my thinking. When we beat Penn State, it felt too – good to be true, and everybody was riding a high. We sunk to a low, but does that just mean we're destined to hit another high at the end of this year? Because here's the thing, for us to still be in it and for Purdue to have lost to Wisco, like, and they have an extra loss than us, they're out of it. All we need is a Wisco loss and we need a win, and the stars align. So it's like, in my opinion, it's just for us to have even this circumstance, and it's not too complicated. It's a very simple one. You just need two things to happen. I'm holding out hope and faith. And also some college news that I didn't know about, but maybe you did. Did you see the James Franklin news?
Yeah.
10 years? 10 years?
Oh, do you know, my God. Do you know how much it was? I don't know how much it was.
Yeah. It's 10 years, and it is
I just want to know if it's more than like Mel Tucker's, because
he'll make $7.5 million base salary.
No, it's not more than Mel, I don't think.
But like he has like, you know, a bunch of bonuses and stuff. But sure. His starting April 1st, 2022, he has a $12 million buyout.
That's it?
Yeah, which I think isn't that bad.
Yeah, Scott Frost is like $24 million or something. That's nothing. So, wow. I think
my prediction is he still leaves for USC.
Yeah, I don't think any of those schools. If you really want James Franklin, like, you will go get him. $12 million ain't stopping you from getting him. And look, God bless you if you want him. USC can
take
a clown
like that. I want him to stay, to be honest. I love beating his team. So
yeah, I mean, that guy's a bozo in my opinion. I don't like him, and I don't like Dabo Sweeney. They remind me of each other, and I don't like them that much. But I mean, Iowa going into Lincoln without Adrian Martinez.
How many yards Petrus has thrown all season?
Like 1,500.
Yeah, 14.
Whew, on the dot. He's probably got like 10 touchdowns and 4 picks.
1430, because I'm looking at every other top 25 quarterback I see. One was 1700, 1900, and that's it.
Yeah, no, it's depressing. You know, we have legitimately maybe one of the worst quarterbacks, and the quarterback we put in is just fractionally better than him. I mean, like, results on the field, yes, he's good for a couple other plays and he doesn't get sacked as easily, but it's not like our offense has really done a whole lot more. Now, we did run the ball better, but yeah, I don't really have much else to add. I think Iowa wins. It's just going to be a matter of Saturday. Everybody and their mother will be watching that Minnesota game, and I don't know if I'm going to announce it that I'm a Gopher fan, but it should be implied that I am a Gopher fan on Saturday.
I have a one-time pass to Rufer Fleck, and yes, that is this week. That is my one-time ride or die, all in on the Gophers. I'm all in on the Wolverines this week. I bleed maize and blue and maize, right?
No, maize is blue.
It is blue. That's what I'm saying. Maize and gold? Is it gold?
Probably. Yeah,
maize and gold? See, like, I hate teams with complicated.
I mean, goals. I did go to one of their games this year. I should know.
Yeah.
I just know that they all like to sing that "Hail to the Victor." Hail. They all love.
You know
that
the song. Iowa fight song?
Not off the top of my head. I don't really know any fight song off the top of my head. I used to know Iowa State's, and I don't really know. I could try. No, not a chance. My grandma knows Notre Dame's. I don't. I don't know any fight songs. I just know, like, when I'm watching a broadcast and someone scores a touchdown, I always love how, like, the band's right there to play it because it's just, like, a nice reminder of, like, oh, yeah, that's a good fight song. Like, that's – like, Michigan's got a top five fight song easily.
So, do you know any lyrics of the Iowa fight song?
You know, if I looked them up right now online and I read through them, I think my mind would be reminded. And if I was at a game, I think my mind would be reminded. But right now, I got nothing. I know this is an embarrassing moment for me, but my only defense is
see, it's something by going to the games you naturally learn,
right?
Not something you have to train yourself to learn. Naturally learn it.
You know what, there's really no excuse. It's
like if you go to Brothers and they play the same songs every Thursday night, eventually you just learn some of the songs you might not know. You know what I mean?
That's true. That was Jackie Chan for me. I heard that song enough until I was like, hey, I think I know what Jackie Chan is now. No, it's funny, though, because that is the song that I would always play at Brothers, and I finally recognized it and learned it. But, yeah.
Now, before we go into Chicago Bears football, one question I have for you is, you brought up turkey earlier and not being a turkey guy. Yep. What are your, like, top three Thanksgiving go-to foods? Like, what are the things where you're like, I'm craving this or I'm going to feast on this? What are the three things?
So, I love stuffing. I'm a slut for stuffing. Honestly, like, mashed potatoes go pretty fucking hard, too. But they're not my number two. There's these like specific rolls that we get every holiday, and I love them. I don't know the name of them, but I associate them as my holiday rolls.
So are you the guy, important question, are you the guy where if your family, let's just say, buys 25 rolls for everybody for dinner, are you the guy that like eats two or three in front of them and then you're like slowly trying to like hot like sneak a couple more in? You don't want to be the guy seen eating all the rolls, but you know you're gonna eat all them.
No,
or are you the guy who just like straight up gushes them down your throat?
My sister's more the one that she'll eat like three rolls in your face, four rolls, unfazed. I'll have two, definitely two, maybe three if I'm actually like very hungry. But I really like our Thanksgivings as a family, like they change from year to year just based on like what people bring. And like, I'm a really big fan of glazed carrots.
Oh, I love glazed carrots.
Yeah, I get horny thinking about those. I actually love glazed carrots. I like broccoli a lot. If there's anything with broccoli, I like it. I don't know. I kind of just enjoy the whole day of being able to get smoked and drink and eat and watch football. And yeah. And I, you know, today's Tuesday. This is going to be coming out on Wednesday, Thursday. What is it? 11:30 AM.
Yeah.
It's going to be
your time. Yeah. 12:30
for me, but it's going to be a hell of a start to have Tim Boyle going against Andy Dalton.
Oh yeah. Chicago Bears. I will be eating my pumpkin pie. I'll be having my sweet potatoes, and I'll be feasting on some turkey. And I will be sending Jack so many turkey photos now that I know he's not a big turkey guy. He's going to be rubbing it in, just rubbing it in,
forcing him to be a turkey. It's just dry. And it just, there is the whole
thing. Put some gravy on it, my guy. Put some gravy on it.
I've already stated my fact that I don't like my gravy soaking by turkey, and like I like a little on there. Well, then why are you
complaining about it being dry?
Because I don't think gravy is a great like add-on for fucking turkey. I think turkey's kind of and I think the only thing that would make it honestly better,
some cranberries on it.
Maybe I'll get some fucking barbecue sauce tomorrow and just start squirting it all over my fucking plate.
Oh my god. Yeah. I would please post you with turkey.
And maybe I'll go get a bun and go put pieces of turkey in there and spurt some fucking barbecue sauce in there and have a turkey sandwich. How about that?
Bet. Do it. That's normally a Friday thing where you do the leftovers.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do it. I don't want to do it in front of people and have to explain myself.
Oh, I want you to. Please, live stream it too. Like, live stream first.
Yeah, I'll fucking live stream.
Live stream it on IG, Jack. Mm-hmm. Put that cup down.
Yeah, no fucking chance. But
no socks, cups.
Oh, I mean, please. Big signing today, Kendall Graveman, 3 years, $24 million. Big bullpen arm. It kind of worries me that means we might not bring back Ryan Tepera, which he would, which we could bring him back. We'll see. It doesn't really matter who the fuck you guys sign. You're gonna win like
73 games. Oh yeah, it does, dude. We're competing for a World Series this year. I can't wait.
All right. So for the Bears game, 11:30. I can't believe you just said that.
Red rifle, baby. The red rifle.
I can't believe you just said that. I'm legitimately phased. People think that, like, the Bears are a shoo-in to lose this game. And, like, Andy Dalton's not terrible. I think he can get the job done. But it's a matter of if the team has quit. And there's been a lot of reports from, like, Justin Schultz saying a lot of multiple sources.
All gave up. They threw in the towel.
Yeah, they threw in the towel. And then there's the report today from that Mark guy, and he was like, Nagy's getting let go after the Thanksgiving game.
I didn't believe that.
Well, and then Nagy has his press conference, and that's the first question asked. And I wrote something down that he said. This was like the first question he answered. He said there are no assurances giving on him coaching the rest of the season. It was just him focusing on the game. And that's typical Matt Nagy speak. Like, he didn't really go into depth. He was just like, he goes, I'm not focused on it. I respect the question, but I'm not focusing on it. So I feel like there is the fact that he might be getting let go and he might not actually be focusing on it. But the other thing I said to myself today when I saw all of this was the leak came out, right? That's a thing. And Ryan Pace has shown that he really isn't that good at hiring coaches. Hold on. We've never fired a coach midseason.
Ever.
I don't know if we can sit here and be led to believe that Ryan Pace could fire a coach midseason correctly. I think since that leak came out, Sam, we're fucked because it was supposed to happen. And now that everybody got a little sniff of it, and they saw the PR kickback of like, yay, whoa, why are they saying this? They're going to be like dragon toes. I could see that happening and pissing everybody off just a little bit more.
I had friends at the Chicago Bulls game last night, and the arena erupted with fire Nagy chants all game. All game. The entire United States. Could they cheer Zach LaVine on? Sure. Could they cheer DeMar on? Sure. Could they cheer Billy Donovan on? Sure. Did they do it?
No,
they were chanting fire Nagy. The city is done with him. And honestly, I would be riding on the fire Pace thing too, because I've been sick of Pace for years now. I just haven't believed in Pace as a GM. And I'm ready for a change. But I'm interested to see how many guys get activated for the game, because I won't be shocked if Robert Quinn's like, after coming off a 3.5 sack game, oh, my knee doesn't feel right this game. Oh, you know, because it's Thanksgiving, stay home. They don't want to play meaningless football. Why risk getting hurt when you're playing meaningless football for a coach who won't even be there?
All right, I got it even better. I got the injury report from today. So the people that did not practice today were Justin Fields, Akeem Hicks, Allen Robinson, Damian Harris. Or Damian Williams, excuse me. The people who had limited practice were Eddie Jackson and Mooney. And the people who had full practice were Mario Edwards, Tashaun Gibson, and Marquise Goodwin. There was no mention of Quinn, so looks like he's ready to roll.
I'm just saying, by the time tomorrow rolls around, there could be Quinn. Roquan has a little something in his shoulder. Just saying.
Sure, we could expect
a lot of guys out, but you know, my question for you is not to be the dead horse too much, is who do you think was the bigger cancer to the Bears now looking back on it? Matt Nagy or Mitch?
Oh, no, they're both. I mean, they're both.
Could we have won with Mitch if we had a different coach?
I still don't think Mitch is a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Well, yeah, I know, because, I mean, he turned the TVs off at Halas Hall, so.
No, I don't. I don't.
It all about a guy's
mental. I think there is organizational, like, fuckery going on when Mitch was here, and he didn't have, like, a great shot, like, from top down. Like, the people that Pace was putting around him to how Nagy was coaching him, like, if you – there's too many variables to say that he could have been better. Like, he was good in Chicago, not great. He was above average at times, and then he was really bad at times. And it got to a point where they made a couple moves that were like, huh? To, like, try and fix the problem. And they ended up spending too many resources to fix a problem that a lot of people sit here and say could have been avoidable. It could have been if he had better coaching. I mean, I think we could all sit here and confidently say that Nagy's scheme is pretty ass because he had to give up play calling a couple times. He hasn't really proven it as a play caller as is, except for his first year where he had those fucking cool plays. Yeah. Where he had fun plays. And that, like, that was actually maybe an element that I don't want to sit here and say, like, I wish he still had, but there is none of it. You know, there's like absolutely none of it.
It all got erased. He was like, what do the Chicagoans enjoy about my play calling? Oh, the fun plays, this. Let's scrap all that this year.
Yeah, he just like there was none. There's not been a lick of it at all. And I mean, not having Tariq Cohen, I mean, he was a main part of all those plays.
And great moves taking Cordell Patterson out, not bringing him back.
I mean, I think they were committed to getting a running back, and Khalil Herbert's great, but Patterson has been, I mean,
great this year.
A Pro Bowler in his own right as like a running back. Yeah. So I don't think it's inconceivable to sit here and say the Bears could beat the Lions.
Here's my take is the Bears will beat them.
Yeah. And the
only reason is because it's the Lions, because they've been screwed over so many games this year.
Yeah, but there's also this piece of me, Sam, that sits back and says, you know, who's got the worst luck here? So the Lions or Lions. Is it the Bears? Well,
Lions.
I don't know. The Bears have been plagued by this fucker for a while. And, you know, what if we did just let him win? Then we, you know what? If we let him win, then we both win in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's my take is Matt Nagy, when he gets fired, he gets fired. Honestly, at this point, it doesn't really help when. Like, obviously, PR-wise, everybody's like, the sooner the better. But really, I don't really care when he leaves. As long as he's gone by the start of next year, I'm happy.
Yeah, he definitely will be. He definitely will be. And maybe
what would you do if the Bears were like, hey, this is Matt's warning. He gets one more year.
I'd watch the Bears.
You stay loyal to the Bears.
Yeah, I mean I would. I'm that guy. I like legit would. But I would become a casual fan of another team. And I have it this year because of Justin Fields. If we still had Mitch this year and we were 3-7, I would already be like a Chargers fan by now. Like I would be.
I'd be riding with my boy Brandon Staley. I've been talking about him all season.
Yeah, like I rode with Tua last year in the Dolphins. I was a casual Dolphins fan. That was a ride. What a time. And Tua's making a great comeback now. I think he's actually like buzzing ever since those trade rumors. I think he's actually like got a little fire lit under him, but yeah, you know, it's gonna be interesting to watch Dalton Foles go against Tim Boyle and whoever the fuck their fourth string quarterback is in Detroit. It is going to be the Nickelodeon slime game on Thanksgiving morning.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's the worst type of football that will ever be aired on a national audience. Like, people are going to be wanting the Macy's Parade to go on a little longer so they don't have to watch that game.
I love the Macy's Parade.
My sister says it's a tradition of hers to watch it every year.
It is.
I don't get it. I mean, they're just floaties.
Staple. I mean, you just look at the floats. You look at the people listening. No, no, it's just a vibe, bro. Seeing people in New York all lit.
All lit. Hell yeah.
It's a vibe, dude. Everybody's just so happy. Like,
all lit.
The holidays. Like, I love the Thanksgiving parade. Like, I turn it on, see the Broadway show stuff. I turn the music off, but I watch them all dance. Like, it's just a vibe, you know?
Total vibe. Yeah, no, total vibe.
And what you are already, like, get the smells of Thanksgiving going, so you're already hyped for dinner. Like, it's the thing, bro. You got to love the Thanksgiving Day parade. Like, honestly, I might watch more of that this year than the Bears game.
Yeah.
Depending on how it goes.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the other games. After the Bears, we have the Raiders and the Cowboys. I think that game could be exciting. But I think
Mari
is CD confirmed out. This is more of a fantasy question because I saw him bang his head on the ground like a little boy, and it, I mean, yeah, it probably hurt, but I kind of need him to get going. And then Bills against the Saints, 7:20. Bills got absolutely embarrassed by the Colts and Jonathan Taylor. You know, going into the what's the call? Is it called the Caesars Dome now? Not the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
Caesars Superdome. Breaking news. Breaking news. Tory Taylor's returning to Iowa next year.
Oh, no shit.
Let's go.
How old is he now? Like fucking 23?
I think he's 24 right now. So yeah, he'll be 25 next year.
Did he announce it on his Twitter?
I got it from a different source, but Tori has said, yeah, I'll be coming back. There's still a lot of things I need to improve on, and I would really like to be back. Let's go, Tori. Well, Tori's a hungry guy. And guess what? The craziest thing about Tori is he could play 22, 2023, 2024. Imagine. He plays three more years, and he's a 27-year-old punter in college football.
Yeah, he's getting there. He's really close to being that Brad Davison type guy.
Imagine being a 27-year-old senior, and you're still hitting Summit.
Well, I know somebody that could speak to that goes to Iowa.
Well, I'm just saying in general. I'm not saying like if he goes there, but like imagine if you're 27, you're hitting Summit.
No, but I know somebody at Iowa that's 27 that's still going to Summit. That, you know.
Oh yeah. Hey, it's a power move.
Yeah. Well, in any case, what's your score prediction for the Bears game? Like, honest to God, what do you think is going to happen? Who?
Bears.
All right, I'll go. 16-13 Lions.
Red Rifle is literally going to QB sneak one in. That's my call.
I sure hope. You know, I hope the Bears get it done. And, I mean, Nagy won't get fired.
Imagine if my boy Andy just goes on a tear the rest of the year and makes a Pro Bowl. Imagine.
Do you think it would – that Pro Bowl would mean more if – would mean more for Dalton than it did for Trubisky when he went to the fans.
Oh, it would mean way more. Dude, I don't even count Trubisky's Pro Bowl shit. I don't count that.
Good. Good.
Yeah. No, Trubisky's not a Pro Bowler.
Good. No, I agree. You got anything else?
Jack, so what's your favorite Thanksgiving tradition outside of watching football?
Like doing a little turkey bowl, you know, playing, throwing the pigskin around, you know.
Oh yeah, you doing that this year?
No, I don't think so. A lot of my friends just had their football careers ended, so they're taking a little time away from the game. And if they played, I think they'd be a little too aggressive for everybody else. So it'd be better for our safety as well if we didn't play with them. The big one really is Blackout Wednesday. I don't know if it's a Florida thing. But yeah, probably figuring that out in the next couple hours, what we're doing tomorrow. Getting fucked up and then waking up on Thursday and being like, dude, I kind of want to die because my body is like revolting. But at the same time, I know I'm going to die because I have to watch the Bears at 11:30.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like exciting because the Bears haven't, do they usually play on Thanksgiving?
And so
they have the last couple of years.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a couple years in a row, then they take a year off or two.
I think these next couple of years they're taking them off.
No Blackout Wednesday for me this year. I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale, chilling on the beach, getting a nice tan in, and you know, going to be nice and red for when I come back to Iowa. I'm going to stand out like a lobster, hopefully, when you see me out. It's going to be beautiful. And people are going to be like, wow, you got some color. Where were you? And I'd be like, I was just in Florida, you know, casual, you know, no casual.
Well, you could always go get like a fucking spray tan before you go just to get a nice little base layer. It's what some people I know do just to get a little something.
True. True. But I like going all natural.
Yeah. No, I'm the same way. Same way, I like to get a good burn layer so I'm able to tan. That's what I've always said.
Get a little burn. Even though I'm not burned. I got a little red today, but arms are looking a little tanner now, you know? Love to see it. Face takes a little bit of progress, but that will probably be a winter break project. But, you know, arms, legs get a little tanner usually Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thankful for this year.
I'm thankful for air conditioning and electricity. Those are two things.
And I am thankful. I am extremely thankful that Iowa football will have 10 wins going into bowl season.
Yeah, I'm glad you knocked too. That was a bad mush waiting to happen, Sam. That was bad. I like it, though. That's the energy we need.
That's what I'm thankful for. And I am also thankful that Keegan Murray will keep putting up double-doubles the rest of the year.
All right, nice. Good knocks. Just making sure we're staying on it. We got anything else?
Everyone go check out our Big Grove giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
Submit some names. We'll be reposting that video soon.
Yep.
So you guys can stay engaged, stay involved. We'll start announcing winners soon. TBD, we'll start discussing that more next week. But if you guys are not looking at the Big Grove stuff yet, go submit names, get a free Big Grove gift card, go to Big Grove. Like, Big Grove is my favorite spot after I'm running the scene at Carver when I'm just absolutely tearing it up in the section, screaming at the opposing bench, having an amazing time running Carver up. I hit Big Grove and get some wings with the boys. Go get a beer. Go get a wing or a wing, some wings with your friends. And you'd have a gift card to do it. Like, why not enter? So go enter, like the post, share it, tag some friends, and say a reason why you love Big Grove. And hopefully you can do the same and I'll see you there.
Yeah, Twitter and Instagram, guys. Go check it out. It takes no more than 15 seconds at most. And I mean, that's if you have slow fingers and I have fat fingers. So I got to do things a couple times twice. So go ahead, go do it. Everything which just Sam said, and you know, enter your chance to win a gift card. Like always, not same time, same place. We'll see you guys later.